Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
There are people that, because of what Christians believe, they're not going to like Christians. And also, there are people who will meet a very nice Christian, and this same phenomenon happens in race, where a person meets an African-American and goes, oh, okay, that person's nice, but the group. And so I think you see the same thing with some of the individuals. That person is nice, but the group has problems. In fact, some of our respondents are trying to deal with the idea that they met a Christian who seemed to be very intelligent, and how could this make sense with their stereotypes that Christians were not intelligent? So there is some struggle there. I do think that Christians, as much as possible, need to go into academia, mainstream academia, mainstream media, mainstream the arts, because I do think that contact does lessen this sort of bias and bigotry. Doesn't eliminate it, but it does lessen it. And so I think that we have a responsibility to go into these areas, which we quite frankly have not gone into, and to go into there not with some sort of banner of, hey, we're at war, but to go into academia and do good work, be a great teacher, do quality research, and win people's respect that way.
It's a great challenge for all of us. I'm wondering how, and again, this may not have been in your specific research, but how does this Christianophobia play itself out in different sectors of society?
Yeah, I didn't test that specifically, but I could see how it could work out quite easily in some of the things that's happening. Some of the conflict that we see, for example, with religious freedom right now, if you think about people who, even if they won't say it publicly, believe that Christians are what's wrong with our society, that they're trying to drag us back to the Dark Ages, then all of a sudden you realize why religious freedom is not that important to them. Why they don't think that people having the freedom to take their values into the workplace, into anywhere other than their church and their homes, is not that important to them, and therefore they will fight against that. And that's why they put religious freedom in quotation marks when they talk about it.
Religious freedom, as long as it's in the four walls of your own church, and don't dare you bring it outside.
That, you know, the concept of freedom of worship, I think, is related to this notion as well. So, you know, you can look at some of my findings and then understand a little bit why people are doing what they're doing in our larger society.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.